With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The spy novels of Australian-born Robert Moss have been bestsellers, books such as The Spike and Moscow Rules. But Carnival of Spies, the new thriller by Robert Moss, is a little different.
It's a spy story. It has elements in it very recognizable to readers of my previous books. But it's also a historical novel involving a great deal of research and a great effort to re-enter the mind, the society, the culture of a different period.
Robert Moss sets Carnival of Spies in the Rio de Janeiro of 1936.
Rio in those days, as I conceive it, was probably the most extraordinary city on the face of the globe. A city of intrigue, a Casablanca of the Western Hemisphere, a city for potentates and maharajas. Wonderful, wonderful terrain.
Robert Moss says he found the ideal plot for his book.
I ran into an elderly gentleman in Canada who, hearing of my interest in Brazil, said, "You know, one of the most remarkable double agents of the 20th century was in Brazil in the 1930s, trying to start a revolution for Stalin."
The real-life revolutionary, like Moss's fictional hero, was an early convert to communism, but came to view it as evil.
And again, like my fictional hero, later on became disillusioned when he found out that Stalin was doing backroom deals with Hitler, and decided to do something about his former bosses.
Codenamed Johnny, he joined the British to work as a double agent and helped to penetrate Soviet spy rings around the world.
Not a great man, not one of the largest people in history, a little man, stumbling and falling, who fought against great odds and under great danger to do something he believed in. Against the backdrop of Brazil, there was the magic.
Storyteller Robert Moss. Villard Books published his latest thriller, Carnival of Spies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The latest thriller by spy novelist Robert Moss is also about espionage, but Carnival of Spies is set in 1936 and is based on a real-life double agent working out of Rio. Robert Moss says he is now realizing his ambition to write historical novels.
History is the story of men and women under stress, dealing with problems of change and societies in crisis. And, you know, as has been said too many times, I suppose, but is eternally true, if we don't remember history, we're condemned to repeat it. And how do you bring it back? The novel is the best possible way.
Because the novel lives in ways the history books do not.
Shall these bones live? How do you make the bones live? How do you make it alive? How do you make it matter? The novelist holds the key to that, because history is too important to be left to professional historians. You need people who can breathe a little fire into it.
Robert Moss is working on a series of books unrelated to 20th century espionage.
My ambition now is to embark on a great cycle of historical novels, which will take me back to the 18th century initially, back to the era of the French and Indian Wars and the first frontier of America, the Mohawks, the Iroquois.
Robert Moss is no longer teamed with Arnaud de Borchgrave, with whom he collaborated on two novels, The Spike and Monimbo.
It's no secret that I was the one who put the words on paper. I mean, Arno helped with the research and we would discuss things together. But Don, you know, for two men to get together and conceive a book is like three people getting together to have a baby.
Gregarious as he is, Robert Moss thrills at the solitary process of writing.
That can be agonizing, terrifying, boring, but in its high moments, in its soaring moments, it is the greatest source of exaltation a writer can know.
Robert Moss, Villard Books, published his newest thriller, Carnival of Spies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.